Hello, welcome to the Tuesday, October 8th, 2013 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm the recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Remember, it's Patch Tuesday today and Microsoft should be delivering a patch for the critical Internet Explorer vulnerability that's already being exploited, so keep an eye out for this one. In addition, we will have 7 additional bulletins. But, well, it's also Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and Mark found a real good one in his logs. Now, it's a good exploit attempt for a number of reasons, and kind of shows how sometimes old vulnerabilities can come back in new and modified ways, and you may actually overlook them if you look at your logs too quickly. In this case, it's actually exploiting an older PHP vulnerability. It was a CVE-2012-1823, which was a vulnerability in how CGI PHP was set up on some systems. Now, we have seen exploits against this for a while using the get method. Now, with the get method, usually an auto prepend file or something of that manner is directly added to the URL. Turns out that, well, most people do log get requests and URLs that are requested with the get request. So the first change here that Mark discovered is the use of post requests. With a post request, we no longer see the actual payload. Instead, the attacker just uses php://input as the auto prepend file, meaning that whatever is being sent in the post message is now being executed. Now, Mark was able to actually capture that, and he found sort of your standard remote file inclusion style script. But the other interesting thing here was, and that's something I haven't actually seen in a while, that the attacker used fragmentation in order to possibly bypass some intrusion detection systems, maybe intrusion protection systems. So these packets were substantially fragmented, which may lead to bypasses like that. Again, this is something you wouldn't really spot in your standard web logs. Even if you log the post request, it would not really give you any indication that this request was fragmented. We talk a lot about fragmentation in the intrusion detection in depth class Security 503, and that's always one issue that comes up. How much of this is actually happening in the wild? Well, here you got a real nice example. And then we got yet more flaws in routers to talk about. This time it's ASUS's turn. The particular router here is very easily exploited once the attacker has access to inside the network the router is connected to. All it takes is a specific URL and the attacker will get access to the admin password. Now, you may say, hey, why should I care? It's only accessible from inside my network. All it probably takes is a simple cross-site request forging attack or something like this to trick your browser into sending this specific request. So this is something that should be patched. One reason I keep mentioning these router flaws is that they usually don't get patched. So even if you don't run an ASUS router, make sure that you do run the latest firmware. And then we got a new version of GPG, the GNU Privacy Guard, or the open source version of PGP. Turns out this particular software had some denial of service flaws that may make it crash or hang if it decrypts certain messages. So take a look and make sure that you're up to date here. Nothing overly critical in my opinion, but definitely something you should stay up to date on. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow.